This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, March 5, an example of faith. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west, and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment. A centurion met Jesus. Our prayers to God can be modeled after the way this man approached Jesus. First, he asked for help simply by stating a fact. "Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." This Roman army commander didn't make an official request or ask politely for anything from Jesus. He just cried out to Jesus in his need. When our prayers are no more than a cry of pain, Jesus hears those prayers too. Second, the centurion trusted in Jesus' power to respond. Even though Jesus offered to come in person and heal the servant, the centurion replied, "Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." The centurion knew that Jesus was so powerful that he could heal people even if he was not physically present. We too can trust that Jesus will answer our prayers. Sometimes Jesus heals us physically, and other times Jesus heals us emotionally or spiritually. Sometimes Jesus promises us future healing and asks us to wait until the right time. No matter what, Jesus' words are powerful enough to heal. Jesus healed the centurion's servant and praised the faith of the centurion. We are invited to trust in Jesus, just as this man did. Jesus will listen to our prayers with love and answer our prayers with power. Pray with me. God of healing power, help us to trust in the power of Jesus' words. And when we have no words to pray, hear our cries for your healing touch. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.